for years and years. Man, I was ashamed by it. I was one of the first adults diagnosed with, back then, ADD. Now it's all called ADHD, on the East Coast of America, at Princeton Educational Learning Center in 1989.
Jay, educate us, because when we hear, like you said, it was once ADD, now it's called ADHD, attention deficit slash hyperactivity disorder. Crystallize for us what exactly that is.
You know, when I went to college, dude, I didn't even bother going to any class that was over 50 minutes. I just couldn't bother, just because I knew I was going to get in trouble and it just wasn't going to work for me. But there's also, you know, ways I was able to help myself. Like, if I've now been able to figure out for myself, if you teach me something hands-on and I can turn around and teach it or coach it to somebody else, I've got pretty much a photographic memory. But if you don't do that, it just goes. It's just not there. And I think with ADHD, at least for me, my experience, I almost feel like my brain works too fast. And like, so when I'm doing Fox NFL Sunday, before I was on Kilbury, man, I would, you know, let's say I'm in my first segment and I have three stories I'm talking about. My brain is already on to the third when I'm still talking about the first and I'm trying to make it up. So that was a struggle for a long time.
I guess what I'm wondering about, though, Jay, is this. I totally understand that. But I'm wondering where the shame came in. When the word shame, that's a very, very powerful word. So what would make you feel shame? Was it that you didn't learn something and you were wondering why? Was it that people were noticing that you couldn't pay attention? Where does the shame element come from?
Shame is that it's constantly getting punished for not being able to do what I'm supposed to in class. For every single parent teacher conference is the same. Jason can't apply himself. Jason can't focus. Jason disrupts the class, Jake. And it was constant, you know? And then, you know, you have a lot of people saying, oh my gosh, this guy's so ADD is off the wall. So that kind of shame, you just want to be like everybody else. What I've done, again, when I go talk to these groups, if I figured out where I've weaponized ADHD, like where has it become my superpower? So for me, I can't sit in something. It may not be a class, but something. And a lot of times it could be something I'm interested in. But if I'm just sitting there, man, my brain just goes on. It goes to the next and the next, next thing. What I've realized now is I may not be able to do that, but man, I can do six things at once. Right. When I'm doing Fox NFL Sunday, I got 32 teams. I'm cranking away. Like you said, I've started charities. I had a mental health podcast. I wrote a mental health book. I have this. I have that. I have this. I have a million things going on. I'm golden there. Right. Training players in mixed martial arts. I'm literally in a cage training NFL players while I'm also in between taking scoop calls. Right. I could do those things. I could live in chaos. So it helps me there. I'm great in chaos. I suck in cop. And there's a lot of shame when people want you to live how they need you to.